RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Well, it's been a heck of a day in Cowboys land. My goodness, Trayvon Diggs. Adios, my friend. How will you remember Trayvon Diggs? 877-881-1053. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation on a TD Tuesday, locked and loaded for the next 5 hours. I'm Eric Chiafalo alongside the Super Bowl champion, Brian Broaddus. We got Jacob Ray. Are we still doing new guy Jake, or have you graduated from that?
I think it's degenerate Jake now because I gamble.
That's right.
That's a new one, yep.
That's right. Degenerate Jake in the building, repping his Texas Tech Red Raiders, prepping his body for some Orange Bowl action. We'll have Ari Temkin live from Miami. Wonder what type of shenanigans Ari's getting into as he's getting set to cover Texas Tech and Oregon.
Ari is a professional. He's probably asking him, you know, the questions, the hard-hitting questions. What's the identity of these teams?
Hey, Coach Lanning, what's the identity of your football team?
See, Ari was a big identity guy, and
yeah,
it used to drive me nuts.
I know.
On the post-game show. I go, let me tell you their identity, Ari. Their identity is they're a bunch of damn losers right now. And they're not going to be any better because their identity is they don't know how to draft. They don't know, you know, I just would go into the whole, let me tell you the identity.
Really milking that identity conversation. Yeah, we'll talk identity and everything else, college football style, with Ari Temkin at 6 o'clock. And just got the update, breaking news, that Todd Archer is going to hop on with us at 4 o'clock.
He was
first on the Trayvon Diggs release news today. So we'll chat with him at 4 o'clock, TD Tuesday, 420, Mark Schlereth. So we're partying up in here, and it's great to have you in. Now, I mean, Broaddus, what do you know?
I think this is the hope. This is the hope that maybe that they can get somebody to claim him. It's a long shot, but with a week in the season, maybe somebody doesn't want to battle. I asked some people in the organization. I go, listen, by doing this, do you know if somebody would claim him? Reached out to Gang of Seven. I want to see what they say. The contract isn't terrible if you look at it overall. It's not a terrible one.
If a team wanted to assume it.
If a team wanted to assume. And so by doing this, and I mean, without even looking at the text, folks, I feel you. I know you're telling me there's no way in hell anybody's going to claim Diggs and da-da-da-da-da. I totally understand that. This is just a swing for the fences. See with the last week of the season if they can put him out there and somebody does it. Will he play? Probably not for somebody. But maybe somebody doesn't want to have to battle for him, or they think enough of him. You know, I mean, he's telling Jane Slater he's healthy, all the right things. The tape hasn't been great. So, you know, maybe a change of venue would be fine. But this is the Cowboys' way of just trying to say, listen, if you can go land on another team, by all means, go do it. We'll give you that opportunity. So here we are.
Yeah, I mean, so looking at it here, look, Field Yates is saying that if a team wanted to go ahead and claim Diggs off waivers, which is what the Cowboys are hoping for
That's what they're hoping for. I mean, hey, it's not likely going to happen, but that's a little bit of somewhat of their plan.
Because that team would be on the hook for the $472,000 that he is due in base salary for Week 18.
Right.
And then it would be another $58,000 and change if he's active for the Week 18
said game. Right.
Which is hard to imagine. I think even if a team did claim him, can't imagine they'd throw him into the line of fire with just a handful of days to prepare, especially seeing how difficult it is for him to grasp the scheme that he's been in all season long.
Yeah, I don't think they would throw him into, but what if a playoff team claimed him?
Right, a playoff team where you're like, we'll eat the $472,000 just to have you, and then we'll get you ramped up, and then
ready
here we
playoffs.
Go, playoff game, especially if it's a team that has the bye week, you know, the one seed team.
Yeah.
But It's really hard to fathom a team wanting to go ahead and do that, just under $500,000 for 1 week of the regular season here. And most people are pointing to the Bears because of the Al Harris connection, and I don't even know what type of need they really have at the corner spot right now. If Micah was still playing with Green Bay, I'm sure he'd be trying to get up in their ear saying, hey, bring my guy back.
Let me ask this question. Jake, you got your ears on?
Oh, that's right, man. They're Bears. That's perfect. Bears insider.
Jake is a guy who understands the Chicago Bears backwards and forwards. Jake, you need a corner. What's your situation over there?
So, Nashawn Wright, he got toasted the other day at San Francisco. He gave up 6 of 7 reception, or 6 of 7 targets for 112 yards. I mean, they were picking on him the whole game. You know, C.J. Gardner-Johnson slid into that little nickel role since Kyler Gordon's been out.
Yep.
But, I mean, if you want to bring in Diggs to fight with Nashawn Wright for that third spot, he probably start at the 4. But, I mean, if Nashawn Wright keeps getting toasted, I don't see why he can't take over that spot.
Okay, Nashawn Wright, who has been...
Everybody's talking about Nashawn Wright as being, and for the most part of this season, though, he has been kind of a turnover machine.
He has.
In a good way of creating turnovers.
Yeah, he's been, I mean, he's been a pick machine. I mean, he reminds you of Trayvon that year. Not to the extent, obviously, he didn't have double-digit interceptions. But, like, he'll go in there and fight for the ball. Like, he's punching at fumbles. He's the one who stripped Jalen Hurts on that tush bush when the Bears went and played the Eagles. So, I mean, he's got his nose around the football, and he knows how to take the ball away, so that's good.
Yeah, it's been one of those just volatile seasons for him. Like, he's gotten roasted plenty all year, the latest versus the Niners being the most recent and obvious and egregious. But, he has had the interceptions to sort of save himself and make a bit of a name for himself here. Okay, so that does paint a picture that maybe the Bears could use him. Him being Trayvon Diggs, who was released earlier today. Todd Archer broke the news. He'll join us at 4 o'clock today to break it all down. Interesting timing. And, I guess, Broadus, you're just saying, hey, this wasn't anything necessarily specific.
No,
we all
wasn't.
Knew this was heading for a divorce here.
Yeah.
But this is just a Hail Mary attempt. Maybe a team will pick him up, eat some of that money. Cowboys get off the hook. How will you remember Trayvon Diggs? 877-881-1053. 254, I will remember Trayvon getting paid and then making business decisions on the field. I think he was doing that this whole time. I mean, he was never really the tackle machine.
I remember the Cincinnati game. He had back-to-back plays that basically saved that game, and that was several years ago. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't think he was – and there was – talk about the surgically repaired knee. Was that the problem? No, it was the other knee. There were so many things that he was dealing with, and I'm not trying to make excuses. I just know there's people in the organization that are very grateful that he's going to be gone.
For sure.
We don't have to. And listen, he's not going to be the last one to be gone. We're going to be talking about a defensive staff that's going to have to be evaluated. If you listen to Jerry Jones talk, there's a lot of things going on with this Cowboys defense that hasn't been good, and Diggs is only part of that.
6'8", good pull. I'll remember Diggs for D's nuts.
D's nuts, yep.
That was an all-time Diggs moment.
Yep.
If we were doing top 10 Diggs moments with his tenure here with the Cowboys, I think D's nuts would probably be in that top 3 or 4. That's a great call right there by 6'8", but the writing's been on the wall for sure, dating back to the offseason.
Yeah,
I mean, I know Walchuk and plenty of people have been Diggs had been healthy going into the offseason last year, they would have been looking to trade him.
Yeah.
Of course, he was coming off the injury, so he was pretty much untradeable. And then he does the whole thing where he skips out on the off-season rehab stuff in the facility.
Yeah.
So he punted on $500,000. And Jerry Jones and company, they were clearly not happy with that. Jerry and Steven both were talking about Diggs in a way that you don't usually hear them talk about individual players. They were pretty dang frustrated. And then you get into this season, and he's been awful, and he's been complaining about the scheme. And the funny part about that is, to me, though, is even when they've done what he wanted, which is play man coverage, he's still gotten toasted.
Yes.
So I don't believe him when he says he's still healthy.
Yeah.
I don't believe that at all. Yeah. I mean, he's had some really difficult knee injuries. Like, those aren't things that you just bounce right back from and here we go, we're all good. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is definitely something that we knew was inevitable, but it is certainly surprising that it happened today. 877-881-1053, 907. Good riddance to Diggs. If a player doesn't produce, move on from that player. Give another player an opportunity. Now we can do that with the rest of the defense as well and the coaching staff. No question. 817 says, I hope he stays in the NFC East. Yeah, I know. I saw some people were like, man, I hope he doesn't go and he's going to go to Green Bay now. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, let a team be fooled into thinking Trayvon Diggs is still a good player. Like, please have a team think he's starting caliber and pay him some money. And especially at a team like in the NFC East or a team that that you're going to go up against, because that will backfire in a huge way. I don't see anybody on here that is remembering Diggs. I haven't seen one text. We are getting inundated right now. Not one text is, I'll remember him for all those awesome interceptions he had that one season.
Yeah. Well, it looks like there's one group I just looking over at. It says, I remember having two all-pro corners, Diggs and Bland, and never having the best corner duo since they rarely played together.
Yeah, it was one of the weirdest things ever, where you could almost never get both of those guys on the field at the same time.
Yeah.
They both had their injury issues and weird stuff going on. 5-6-1, I'll remember when Diggs decided not to tackle Kittle in the playoffs. That's the play that stands out to me the most. That was the play where I showed up the next day. You get bounced out of the playoffs. That was a big-time, high-leverage moment late in that game. Kittle's bobbling the ball, and Diggs just totally avoids it. Yeah. And that was when it's like, okay, why would you pay this guy? And it's another example, and one of the most egregious ones, too, because it's not like... It's not like with some of these guys you pay and then all of a sudden they randomly get hurt or something like that. Like, you knew who Diggs was.
Right.
You knew who Diggs was, and you still fell in love with him in a way that gave him the big money contract. And you can count a ton of guys on this Cowboys roster that once you paid him, they were less versions of themselves.
He's not the only one.
Not the only one.
Yeah.
But I mean, one of the more egregious ones, because that was not a surprise.
Yeah.
Not a surprise at all. We also have the, I think Terrence Steele is another one.
Yeah.
Where you paid him after the ACL injury.
Sure. It
wasn't like you paid him and then, oh crap, he got hurt. Like, that's a bummer. Couldn't have planned for that.
Right.
You paid him after the ACL injury for no reason. And so hopefully they it's gone both ways, because you've had guys where, dang, I wish you would have paid him. Jordan Lewis, DeMarcus Lawrence, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? And Jerry referenced that with Sean and Bobby earlier today. It's one of those deals where I think for the most part, when you think about the Diggs tenure here, it won't be about the interceptions. It'll be about all the nonsense and the unprofessional way that he approached things, the concussion stuff that he had this year with the TV story. Hopefully we get maybe some more details on that at some point.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how many people are buying that. Well, that's Todd Archer at 4:00. Like,
what about the what happened at home?
The home concussion. He's talking about it being a TV.
Yeah.
Maybe. Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
All right. Now, that's not the only Diggs story floating around the world today in the NFL, as you have Stephon Diggs, his brother, Patriots wide receiver, facing strangulation and assault charges. Yes. Not a good situation for him. He's trying to just pay this thing off and move on here, just pay the victim. And it's apparently it's a lady who was his personal chef from this season.
Oh, wow.
So they've been business partners basically since just before the season started. She claims she hasn't been paid, and she's basically owed like a month's pay.
Oh, wow.
And then he got super ticked off about it when she called him out for it, and allegedly he put his hands on her and that kind of deal. So
how could you not pay somebody that was working for you that way? I mean, a chef, somebody that's feeding you every single day. How do you not handle that? You know, and again, we get paid every Tuesday in the National Football League. I'm sure he gets paid quite a bit of money. Don't know exactly what he makes a week, but probably enough to pay staff to be able to handle his situation. It's amazing to me that these guys, with how much money they do make, that they just let things go by, you know, let things fall through and all that. And here's somebody that was, you know, that's cooking for you. Now, come on, man. It's amazing to me some of these things that happen with some of these players.
I know. It is pretty nuts. the fact that, and she says like the agreement was that she would be paid on a weekly basis. Turned out that it's been a monthly basis, and he's, I guess, behind month according
to
her.
He gets a check every Tuesday in the NFL, direct deposit check into his account. Now, he might have a million other things going on, but if that's the case, if you can't afford to pay the staff that's working for you or trying to keep you, you know, keep you fed and all that, then you don't need to be having a personal chef. You could eat at the Bills the Patriots facility, you know, when that's going down.
Yeah, I mean, I think the personal chef would be that would be one of the first things, though. If I was, especially a professional athlete.
Well, somebody that's very good at nutrition and stuff and not going to let you eat a bunch of crap, you know, yeah. I mean, it's worth having. Somebody that, you know, that like every day you're going to get a meal. You like when you're going to work, you got your eggs cooked the way you want them. I mean, you got to, like I say, there's some of these facilities that are really, really good. The Cowboys facility is wonderful when it comes to eating breakfast and a lunch and taking care of you that way. But there's some places that are not. And clearly, Diggs felt like it was important enough to have a chef. But if you're going to have staff on board and you make that determination, I'm telling you, you got to take care of that. You can't let that just, you know, go a month or two and not even, you know, pay for it. You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and then allegedly get violent when you get called out for
it. Yeah, exactly.
Crazy day for the Diggs family.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Trayvon Diggs officially released from the Dallas Cowboys. Now we cross our fingers. Okay, this is apparently the Cowboys' hope that a team picks him up and eats the remaining salary that he is owed for the rest of the season, which is one more week, and it's just under $500,000. So maybe it's the Bears, maybe it's another team, but there's only a handful of teams that it would even make sense for.
They're looking for a team to claim this contract is what they're looking for. That's what they're – and folks, again, we totally get it. The likelihood of that is not going to happen. But that's exactly where they're at with this dig situation.
All right, just getting started here in the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in on a TD Tuesday. Let's get you the G-Bag of the Day champion and the Wooly Bully Top 10. I have the weirdest New Year's Eve drops across the country next year in the nation.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Great read, Jake. That's how you bounce back. That's how you bounce back. Little flub in the Can't See Masterpiece, no problem. Nice web redemption.
Did he flub it?
Yeah, just a tiny flub. It wasn't like an all-time.
The last one in KNC was pretty bad, yeah.
It was the just right there at the end there. He almost got to the finish line.
Jumped a couple lines.
He was trying to kind of sell a car and couldn't quite get it to the finish line?
Couldn't quite do it.
By the way, at the 903 says, I don't know why I'm reading the text.
I'm happy. I'm proud of you.
Watch me not do this anymore as soon as I get really sensitive about one.
As soon as somebody comes in and says, shut the hell up, Bryce.
903 says, my fiance oversees the service side of the player's kitchen. I've met their chefs and see them frequently. I co-signed with what BB is saying 100%. They're great people. They have access to the highest quality food and equipment and make the most unavailable, most unbelievable food. I'm talking about flubbing. But yeah, top-notch operation. See, that's what I'm saying. Not every NFL team has this kind. I do know the Cowboys are all about it. I know the Cowboys are they take care of the players, the coaches, the staff, the people like me that were on .com. I mean, they do a great job. So, you know, it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy that he would do something like this.
You know? 972 makes a good point about Stephon Diggs. You know, he's got multiple babies born in the last like 2 years.
Yeah.
So the child support situation is probably maybe getting out of hand, getting away from him a little bit.
Losing track of the money?
Shortcuts on the chef.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough deal. 877-881-1053. Let's go ahead before the Wooly Bully top 10 list of the day. We got Jakey with your G-Bag of the Day champion.
Hey now, G-Bag champ. This one is a two-day champ going for three today. It is a gentleman who is too drunk going through a drive-thru to even get his order out.
We hash browns, and what'd you say you want to drink?
Just two hash browns.
I want a Sprite.
So what you want? You want a Sprite?
Yes.
Okay, so one of the hills with a hash brown and bacon. I'm sorry. We're spanking.
Please,
ain't nobody better equipped to take this order.
I don't even know what you're saying.
Whisk bacon. That was a struggle, man.
That was.
Jake, what's your go-to drunk food?
Oh, dude, you can get a deal. I think it's the party box at Taco Bell. Going with a little Crunchwrap Supreme, two soft tacos, and some cinnamon twists.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's like $5 too.
What?
Yeah.
Dang, that
only
is
on the
good.
Mobile app.
Yeah, it's all about the app, man. They want you to have that app, and they will hook you up. Restaurants all over the place.
I can't tell you the last time. You said Taco Bell?
Taco Bell, yeah.
I can't tell you the last time I did the Taco Bell.
Cheesy Gordita Crunch will get you set.
Are they open all night, like the Jack in the Box?
Maybe
2 a.m.
Yeah, I'm sure there's certain necks of the woods that you could go 24 hours
what
on.
What made you do the Wiener Schnitzel thing, you and Wooly? Was it just the Rudder Room?
Yeah. It was a post-Rudder Room, and the only two options where we were McDonald's and the
McDonald's
the
line. I remember the McDonald's line being ridiculous.
Went into the street.
Into the street, yeah.
And so our impatience got the best of us, and we made one of the worst culinary decisions we've ever made, which was trying Venus Schnitzel.
214, ask a question to Bully. He's not here. About T.J. Parker and Denzel Boston.
Impromptu. Draft question to Brian Broaddus.
That is a rush end in Parker, and that's a wide receiver who is a bad man with the Washington Huskies. I like the Washington Huskies receiver Boston more than I would like Parker, but I like what you're trying to do with the defensive end. I need a bendy guy. I think we've determined this. I don't need a guy that's kind of a good run player, good pass rusher, but I give me the bendy guy, but T.J. Parker to me is not that bendy guy. But Boston is a bad man as a wide receiver.
Is he built like David Boston?
Not that big. No.
Okay.
David Boston was a bad man, size-wise.
All-time get-off-the-bus wide receiver,
Boston. Yeah, exactly. His dad was an NFL official.
Oh, for real?
His dad was a referee. Yep.
There's a little fun fact for you. Thank you, Jeff, for the impromptu draft question to Brian Broaddus right here in the G-Bag Nation, 877-881-1053. How about this, man? We are right here knocking on the door of the new year.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
I'm sure we'll have plenty.
You're going to a ball game tomorrow, man.
I am. Thanks to you getting the Cotton Bowl hookup. I'm excited.
Got a nice connection there at the Cotton Bowl committee.
Yeah, we sure do. And I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, I'll bug you out of the show a little bit early tomorrow. And I think Will Chambers will be stepping in.
By the way, I got a couple of my Gang of Sevens answer me back. And let's see what they say. Okay.
Diggs?
Yeah.
Trayvon Diggs released by the Cowboys. Yeah. Cowboys are hoping a team will pick him up and eat the remaining $472K on the contract.
Yeah, I asked the question. I go, any chance Diggs gets claimed? And one of my guys in the league said, yeah, I think there's a small chance. I could see a playoff team rolling the dice. And then both these teams, by the way, they answer me back, are playoff teams. All right.
Okay.
And then the second one said, I don't think so. So
all right. So it's 50-50.
50-50 right now on that. 50-50.
I love it.
Yep.
Okay. Broadus at any moment could bust in with more Gang of Seven reports on whether or not they feel current teams, personnel people think that Trayvon Diggs will be scooped up off waivers and save the Cowboys a little bit of cheddar. All right, let's get to the Wooly Bully Top 10 list of the day. 877-881-1053. This was educational for me, okay? Because when you think about New Year's and things that drop, it's just the ball, right? I think there's
New Year's Eve, the ball, yeah.
There's multiple balls.
Do you stay up for that, by the way?
No, it's... There's almost nothing in the world I care less about than watching a ball drop.
Do you do the, okay, well, let me ask
you.
If
I was like in New York City or something, then yes, I would be trying. But on TV, like, what are we talking about?
Do you acknowledge the New York City ball drop, or do you wait for your own there at in Central Time Zone? Or do you say it's Happy New Year, kiss the wife when the New York ball drops, or do you wait till the actually your time to do it?
I'm not kissing until it's my time.
So you're 12 Central.
12 Central.
Not acknowledging New York when they go an hour early.
Yeah, not from a KISS standpoint. Now, if I happen to be up and I'm surfing through the channels, I'll watch it, soak it all in, and I'll say congrats to them. They're in the new year. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not privy to that yet. I can't get that KISS.
I'll tell you what, man. The CNN one, and again, I'm not trying to be political or anything like that, but with that Anderson Cooper And the guy, him, those, there's two guys that do the New Year's Eve thing. It's Anderson Cooper is one, and it's hilarious.
Oh, and they just get hammered.
Andy Cohen, I think
his
name. Yes,
yes.
Andy Cohen, and I'll tell you what, it is
drunken broadcasting.
Drunken doing shots on air, and Anderson Cooper's not a big drinker, and he's like, and Andy Cohen is like taking gummies, and he's doing all kinds of stuff. So this, their New Year's Eve on CNN, they're bringing them back. They thought there was some time that they weren't going to let them because they were too chaotic, but no, they brought them back. So get ready for some shot taking, gummy eating. Times Square
it'll
on
be
CNN.
LA Live and G-Bag of the Day on the heels of the New Year's extravaganza there. We will get some of that sound.
214 asked me, when Broadus retires, will he reveal who the Gang of Seven folks are? No, I won't.
No.
No, I won't. I will not.
You're
do that.
Too loyal.
I'm too loyal. But
too buttoned up.
I've learned to be a journalist now. I've been a journalist. I'm not really a journalist. I'm a guy that acts like a journalist. But there's one of those times where, like I said, you don't ever give up your sources that way. By the way, like I say, there's sources on this Diggs thing that aren't saying it is a TV and a bowl. There's something completely different here.
Yeah.
So we're trying to run that down. Now that Diggs is gone, and if it's in fact true, it is ridiculous what happened to that young man. It really, really is.
Oh, I can't wait for that report. Yeah. That is going to be fascinating. All right, the Tullos are already taking advantage. The rare opportunity for Broadus to read your text. Please be kind, and perhaps the text will stay up longer than we anticipate. Yeah. Okay, I mean he can hit the X button in no time. All right, so keep it nice. And next thing you know, Broadus will just, he starts chasing squirrels. He'll treat the text line like the TV, and we could be talking about anything, and then bam, we'll get right to your text. All right, so
Had a draft question, and I let it go too far.
Would you be really willing to draft Colin Simmons from Duncanville?
Haven't seen Colin Simmons yet on that one.
He's a baller.
Yeah, I've not.
Great backstory.
Yeah. Okay, I want safeties. Why does the team don't want any safeties? This team wants some safeties. They're just not willing to draft and win. But there ought to be a couple of them in this draft, actually. So, I think this is a draft. If you do things the right way, Chief, if you do things the right way and you play some games in free agency and stuff like that, then you can keep your board open to potentially taking a safety. I'd take that Downs kid from Ohio State in a heartbeat, by the way. I'm about to look at this kid from Oregon but I haven't dove into the safeties. I got Downs done. I got Halsey done from LSU was another one that people needed me to watch. But he's more of a 6'4", 6 foot, 222-pound guy. Doesn't move. He's not quick. He's not fast. But he's a guy that's really, really good with the awareness. He's around the ball, the interceptions. He could read routes. He's just not fast. So I don't know how much I'd want to play him as a true free like LSU does.
Yeah, I think that's the problem.
See, Simmons, people are saying Simmons is only a sophomore. Don't ball sack me here.
Yeah,
you
don't know, be if, ball sacking, boys and girls.
If you're asking me questions, I'll tell you if I haven't seen a guy. I haven't seen, so it's a, you know, if you're throwing guys out there that I'm reading, I'll tell you, it might not be a real guy. That's what people do. They'll ball sack you on this thing.
Yeah.
Like they'll hack you on Twitter. Yeah. That's why I don't do it. That's why I don't do it. You know? I really don't.
I don't want to get sacked by the text. Yeah. No, I get it, man. I get it.
Yeah, they're saying I want Downs, but he won't be there by our turn. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a guy that knows ball.
That's a guy that knows ball right there. The 214 knows some ball.
Tough to find like a legit center fielder, free safety. There's not a ton of them, but yeah. The Cowboys should try and make it more of a focal point here. We can't have a bunch of Donovan Wilsons floating around.
972 asked about Dr. Z. He was the team doctor for the Cowboys, Dr. Zambrano. I think I said his name right. But Dr. Z was great. I mean, I worked with him a little bit, but yeah, Dr. Z was... He was kind of like starting to retire when I was getting started there, kind of go into the retirement part of things. Mm-hmm. But Dr. Z was a great guy. I know somebody just asked about him on the.
He sounds like a sweetheart. Yeah. See, here we go, man. Broadus is going to be chasing squirrels here.
Yeah.
And this is great because it's a mail at NTD Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's the final week of the year. Everybody's just trying to get to the finish line.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can get to the top 10 list at any moment.
Yeah.
Right? We could just spur that on you. So, I mean, right now, the text is coming in. Broadus, go to New Year's Eve meal. You want to give us that?
Crab legs.
Seafood.
I'm going to steam crab legs for New Year's Eve because we're off on the first. So, yeah, me and Michelle absolutely love crab legs, so I'm going to steam a bunch of crab legs.
682 trying to get on your good side. Brian is smart. We are stupid. Brian is handsome. We are ugly. Brian knows ball. We are clowns.
See, somebody wants
Broadus
to see me back.
Broadus is hung like a horse, and we are shriveled. Wow, that's a great text.
Yeah.
And all very, very true.
I love Jane Slater, by the way, and I think Jane Slater will tell you there's two stories to this thing. She's reporting about the TV poll.
Yes.
So I don't know. I love Jane. I think she's working on two stories here myself.
All right. 877-881-1053 with Broadus doing the unthinkable, reading the text line. So this is going to be a great show. I'm fired up. We got new guy Jake in the building. Let's hit you with the college football TD Tuesday. Darty.
What was number 10? Go 10 real quick.
The number 10. Okay. The weirdest things that drop on New Year's. And there is an 800-pound peach that drops in Atlanta, Georgia.
There you go.
That's actually number 12. That's an honorable
mention.
Oh, that's
outside?
That's outside looking
in
right there.
Let's go back to this list. What do you got next?
We'll pepper it in, man. Yeah, we're here off the rails having a great time. College football, Darty. We'll hear from the playmaker loving his Canes next year in the nation.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, fucking joke.
I want them never to say our name again.
Well, I don't get they rain the head cold.
College football, Darty, right here in the G-Bag Nation, and it's basically going to be 5 hours of Ask Broadus as well on the text, because for the first time in about a half decade, he's got his eyeballs on the text line today. So he's answering questions left and right, draft questions, life questions, and it is already a lot of fun.
Did we determine that Colin Simmons is not draft eligible? Did we get that correct? I needed to look that up. Would I ask me, was it the 336 asked me, Brian, trade up for Arvil Reese or trade back and take Sonny Styles? I think Sonny Styles, the linebacker from Ohio State, you talk about trade back. I could see him being a, you have to, this whole, the mock drafting thing, they don't have him right. This guy is going to be probably taken before the Cowboys pick.
Sonny Styles.
Yeah, he's a linebacker at Ohio State.
He's incredible.
He is, yeah. He's a converted safety that covers. He plays down. He tackles. He's aware. You watch him play awareness with, like, what's going on around him. You know, Arvil Reese is a edge rusher. Sonny Styles, big-time linebacker. I could see him being gone before Dallas even picks. So if you're thinking about him maybe at 14 – last year we went with Ashton Jeanty. Remember, we kept seeing that. Then we kept seeing our wide receiver that
McMillan.
Was McMillan kept. And then it was finally you took Booker. Some of these guys are going to be gone. When media scouts catch up to the real scouts, you're going to see Sonny Styles is probably going to be out of your reach. That would be my guess.
Yeah, I mean, he's an incredible player. He hasn't missed a tackle all season long. Ohio State, you'll see him tomorrow in the Cotton Bowl. I mean, that'll be a fun game to watch in terms of just superstar defensive players, yeah. Which is really, from a Cowboys perspective.
I can't wait to hear your take from being live at the stadium about that.
I know. I can't wait to see these guys up close and personal. I'll be efforting before kickoff to call in,
yeah.
Give you a lay of the land.
Sounds good.
See how these guys are looking, and then I'll probably call in to Fan After Dark at halftime or something and give people a little bit of an update there. But yeah, for Cowboys draft purposes, tomorrow's Cotton Bowl between Ohio State and Miami will be worth your time. And Pro Football Focus has their highest graded players in the game, and it's their number one highest graded player in the game is Ohio State's quarterback,
yeah.
Julian Sain. Now, the biggest egregious one here out of their top 10 that they have, for whatever reason, and it makes no sense, Caleb Downs didn't crack their top 10 highest graded players in the game tomorrow, which he might be number one.
Yeah,
he might be the single best player on the field, and Pro Football Focus, for whatever reason, does not have him in their top 10. They got Ohio State's quarterback, Julian Sand. They got the edge rusher out of Miami, Reuben Bain Jr.
Yeah.
The other edge rusher out of Miami, who's a guy to watch for as well, Akeem Mezidor.
Yeah.
He's a super beast. He should be on the Cowboys' radar. Maybe you could get him in the second round, but he could be a guy. I think he's a little bit older. I think he's like 25 years old.
There's a couple of guys in this draft that are like that way, that are older guys. Height, the defensive
Romello,
the edge.
Yeah.
The edge from Texas Tech is a 25-year-old guy. Never seen this in my life. He's been to four schools. This guy's been to four schools. Started off at Auburn, USC, Georgia Tech, Texas Tech. The guy's a bendy damn edge rusher, though.
That's a guy you like?
Yeah, he is a guy. People are asking me on the text, Bain, Miami, Bailey, Texas Tech, Howell, Texas A&M, Height from Texas Tech, Mason Thomas, that's his last name, from Oklahoma. Those are my top five guys as edge rushers. Then I've got Parker, Falk, Young, and that would be it right now.
Have you scouted Mezidor yet?
I have not.
Okay.
I'm not.
You're going to like him.
Yeah.
You're going to like him quite a bit, especially you watch him in that A&M playoff game.
Yeah.
He was just a total monster.
Yeah.
So the highest graded players according to Pro Football Focus in the Miami Ohio State game tomorrow at AT&T Stadium, Julian Sain, Reuben Bain Jr., Akeem Mezidor. So it's two stud edge rushers for the Hurricanes. Then Caden Curry, who is the edge for Ohio State.
Yeah.
Keontae Scott is another guy that I'm interested in. He's the nickel corner for the Hurricanes.
Have not seen him yet.
He is, and I gotta see if he's draft eligible. My gosh, that dude is a player. Blitzing, he had the sack fumble on Marcel Reed in the A&M game. He had missed some time leading up to that game, but that dude's a fantastic player. Carnell Tate, Jeremiah Smith, the two wide receivers.
Tate's really, really good. I mean,
Both for Ohio State.
Yeah, yeah. And like I say, to me, if I've got Tyson from Arizona State, Lemon USC, and Tate would be my third guy. If you wanted the top three wide receivers.
Okay. All right. Very good. You have Sonny Styles, guy we talked about.
Yeah.
He's probably my, because he's still at this point somewhat realistic for the Cowboys to draft.
Sure.
Now, as we get closer, we might find out like he's a surefire top 10 pick.
Right.
But he's an all world linebacker, three down player, tackling machine,
great
in coverage. You mentioned the safety background that he has. He's a guy that I can't wait to watch up close and personal
tomorrow.
You're
going to see some players. You're going to see some dogs tomorrow. Yeah, this is very reminiscent of a Florida State Miami game from back in the day, the wide right games.
Yes.
When you threw that thing on. By the way, 214 asked me, I think it's 214, he's asked me about mid majors. Haven't done any mid majors players yet. So, I trust me, I'm 55 players deep in this thing. So, just let me get through a few more, but I'll get to your mid majors guy.
All right, we're here in the college football, Darty. Let's go ahead and tee up some playmaker Michael Irvin. All right, you know. This dude is fired up for the Hurricanes. What you got, Broadus?
Well, no, the 972 says down. Here's the ball sack, and probably Downs isn't playing. Reading something. I'm like, come on, really?
Yeah, he's ball sacking you. Yeah. See, be careful of that, because Broadus, he's one click away from that X button, and you just nuke the entire Broadus anything you want.
Yeah.
Fun day, mail it in, TD Tuesday in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, so freaking keep it right.
Yeah, 972, you're right about Jacob Rodriguez. He's a good, Wooly likes him a lot, the Texas Tech linebacker.
Yeah, we'll talk with Ari Temkin about him at 6 o'clock. He's covering the Red Raiders for the Big 12 Radio Network in Miami. But here's Michael Irvin, the playmaker. Talking about his Hurricanes, getting set for the Buckeyes. He's just breaking the game down. He's playing with confidence right now.
Well, it's all happening with my big boys up front. Mm-hmm. And those are the guys that I talk to when I go on the football field, because that's what I brought from when I had my days in Miami, my days in Dallas. You talk to the big boys first. That's all. I go to Bain. I go to Macedon. I go to Arnaz Cooper. I go to the offensive line. And that's where this game must be won. Yeah. I'm not even worried about the skill set players. Miami got so many skill set players that we can make plays. People are talking a lot about A&M and the offense stalling out. The wind was blowing real bad in A&M. It would not be doing that at over there at Irv Stadium. I know we call it Jerry Jones Stadium, but I call the touchdown to build that stadium. Jerry just took all the money and built the stadium. You see what I'm saying? I was the one that caught those slant routes. So we bringing my Miami team into the building that I built, even though I never caught any touchdown there, and things are going to go good. On that offensive and defensive line, Ohio State's never seen anything like what we have.
Okay, so he's feeling good about it. The trenches is really the only opportunity for the Hurricanes to be able to win this football game. And Miami is about as good as it gets when it comes to the O-line, D-line.
Yeah.
And credit to Cristobal for recruiting and the portal and all that kind of stuff and making sure that he built this thing inside out like an SEC sort of football team. And you saw it firsthand versus the Aggies. They were able to slow down the Aggie pass rush, and they were able to get after Marcel Reed. You saw it in the Big Ten championship game where Indiana, who's also built that way, in the trenches, they were getting after Julian Sain. I mean, they sacked him, what, like five times in that game?
Yeah.
That's where the game will be won and lost right there, other than the fact that Carson Beck can lose you some stuff.
Sure.
I mean, in two of their losses, he's got like six interceptions.
Yeah.
So Carson Beck can get this thing away from you. He's going to have to take care of the football. Here is more from the playmaker talking about his trust in Carson Beck.
I trust him totally. I trust him totally because I've been with him all year. Last week, even in that Texas A&M game, and we were being a little conservative, I thought, because of the whirling wind and didn't want to put anything in harm's way. Because when Carson Beck came to me, he said, Michael, I got it. First of all, let me go back. When Carson Beck first signed with Miami, I think at a basketball game, and I got a phone call from him, from his people. And that right there made me a Carson Beck fan. They called to say, hey, we just signed with Miami. Want you to know I'm going to go down here and uphold the traditions that you guys are starting. I cannot like a guy that already honors the history before, you know, so I started liking him then. Now, he came up to me last week in that game in A&M. He said, Michael, I guarantee you we're going to score with this drive. I said, that's what I want to hear. Let's go get it done. And he did that. I got all the faith in the world in Carson Beck. I'm telling you, and I got all the faith in the world, the people he's throwing the football to. So I have no issue with what's going on. People can say what they want. Show up and see what happens.
All right, so playmakers confident in Carson Beck. That is pretty cool that he guaranteed the touchdown drive, but that's because he knew that his offensive line and his rushing attack was going to get it done, because that the game-winning drive versus the Aggies was just Mark Fletcher bumbling, and then they hit the jet sweep to Malachi Toney, the true freshman super beast, a wide receiver who will be a draft name to talk about here in the next couple of years. But that was all just Carson Beck trusting the rushing attack there for the Hurricanes. It's going to be a fun game. Looking forward to it. Ohio State favored in a big way, and understandably so. We'll get more college football stuff coming down here. Any other texts you want to walk off with right now? I know there's a couple more texts here. What about your guy, the LSU corner? What is it, Mansoor Delane?
Delane.
LSU Tiger corner. You like this guy?
I get in trouble because if I put an LSU guy atop of the board, everybody's going to freak out about that. Oh, you're an LSU homer. Delane transfer from Virginia Tech. This guy is sticky in coverage. You know, LSU's defense, they got better. They played a ton of man coverage. They blitz a ton. They try to attack you. This guy made big play after big play after big play for the Tigers. He is an incredible player to watch. His ability to turn, ability to run, the sticky coverage. He can play up tight on you. He doesn't get penalties. He knows how to play over the back of you and play off with the offhand. He's got quickness. He has a burst. He will be if people have trouble with McCoy's knee injury. And by the way, he didn't play at all in 2025.
Tennessee
so
corner.
It's been almost a year, but man, he is. When you watch him play, he's got that ability to be the best corner. Now, Delane, depending on what happens with McCoy's knee and how people talk about it at the combine and workouts and stuff like that. If that's there are any questions about that, Delane will be the number one corner off the board.
Seems like this is shaping up nicely. I mean, you've talked about plenty of edge rushers that you feel pretty good about.
Yeah.
Linebackers you feel good about. Corners you feel good about. Yeah. I'm just looking forward to once you start getting more safeties watched and then see what's the lay of the land from the safety standpoint, because this Cowboys defense needs help at every single level here.
Yeah, I have. I mean, it's so funny the way I kind of went through Dane's list and then through Pro Football Focus's list. And so I'm trying to kind of bounce around, and I'm trying to get another safety or two on the board right now. I feel like I've got five corners I've seen. I've got five linebackers I've seen. I've seen 5-1 techniques, only 1-3 technique defensive tackle. Edge rushers here, man, it's crazy how that's gone. That looks like I've got 8 of those guys, 2 running backs. So I'm trying to kind of not do a position like where all of a sudden I've done 50 guys and 12 of them are wide receivers. I'm trying to kind of bounce around here to try and get a kind of a complete view.
All right, it's an all-day Ask Broadus extravaganza on the text, 877-881-1053, and we have your C-note. Yesterday we did the dumbest Cowboys take you had at any point this season. Let's get the smartest or best take you had about the Cowboys this year. Text that in next here in the Nation.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.